Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Think big for all your realty, business, entertainment, and inspirational needs. Ms. Rain here, bringing you an inspirational insight today. ThinkBigRadio.com is where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Today we're going to talk about relationships. This year, in 2008, we want to take our relationships from good to great. If you're not in a relationship, that's great, because this gives you an opportunity to really delve deep down with the inside of you to make sure that you're getting what you truly want out of relationships and that you're giving the best that you have to a relationship. So let's talk about some things about relationships. One of the things we're going to do when we as we're developing a system of success for relationships is knowing the parts of the system. Now, the first thing you need to know is you need to know and accept yourself and be your own best friend. If you do that, you don't allow people to come into your life to manipulate and use you, because you want the best for you more than anyone else. And when you want the best for you, you can see things that come into your life that do not belong there. Two, know what you want. Have a defined set of standards that you won't waver on, even when the nights are cold and lonely. And it is very hard sometimes when you want to settle and you think, like, you know what, this brother has a pension plan and I'm ready to settle down. But if that person is not what you truly want, do not limit yourself. And I know it's not a lot of people out there. It's not a lot of people that fit your type, both women. It's not a lot of single available men. You know, they may come with some baggage and some issues. But look beyond the baggage and issues. Is this someone that you could want and you take away some of his baggage and issues? Now, do not take away the fact that he may be a player, because if he played on her, he will play on you. Just take away some of his setbacks, like he may have had some job issues and now he's working it out. He may have had some addiction issues, may have had to go to jail, but so that was far in his past and he's changed his life around. Don't overlook those little things, because you could be throwing away a gold mine. Accept what you want in your life, work, friends, relationship. The hardest thing that you will deal with is when everyone around you get into relationships and you're not in a relationship, and then you suddenly want to be in a relationship. Don't. Wait for the relationship that's for you to come along, because if you don't, you will regret it later on, and then you'll be out, in and out of the relationship before you know what happens. That goes with work. If you wait on a job, don't just settle for any job. You may have to take a job to get some bills paid or things of that nature, but realize when you go in, this is, in the meantime, as Elanya Van Zandt says, so remember that. Number four, and I just mentioned it, don't settle for anything because you're lonely. Because you know what? When you wake up, you're going to look over at that coyote ugly moment and you're going to be sick, because you will have made some things permanent that you cannot get out of. You may marry the person, you may move the person in your home, or things of that nature. Don't settle. If you're not feeling 100% about that, then the best thing for you to do is just, you know, give it some time. Stretch it out. Just let us see how it plays itself out, because a crazy will show themselves after a short period of time. You can't pretend to be crazy for too long, because something is going to happen that's going to make you snap. Check your full leads. Now, if you don't remember when we talked about touch, this is from touch. Your needs are emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically. Now, we also threw in financially, because you can get financially strapped trying to help someone out, and the next thing you know, you're in a financial bind. So remember to check all of those areas, that the person is emotionally that you're emotionally into that person, spiritually, mentally, physically, and then financially, you both are on the same page. Or you headed in the same direction. He may make more money than you, or you may make more money than him, but as long as you're headed in the same direction and your goals about money are the same, as far as saving and acquiring and taking care of business, you're on the right track. Enjoy life. Don't limit yourself. Have hobbies. Explore your surroundings. Make friends that complement the new you. Expand your mind. Stop looking with your eyes. Look with your heart is the next one. When you enjoy life and you have hobbies, that means you're not sitting around twiddling your thumb. You are out doing something. And guess what? If you are out doing something, then that means you're not sitting around stressing over why you're not in a relationship. Men and women. Men, bowl. Go play baseball. Hang out with your buddies. Do something. If you live in an area that is a tourist attraction, pretend you're a tourist sometimes. Go to those areas. Look at those things. Because they can become very important. Because guess what? You may find the person that you're looking for while you're out doing what you enjoy doing. Now, if you enjoy sitting at home twiddling your thumbs, that's a different story. Make friends that compliment you. Join some clubs where their people are doing the same thing that you want to do. Join a bowling league. Join a baseball team, a softball team. Join a dart team, a pool team. Join something so that you're out and you're about and you're meeting new and interesting people. Definitely expand your mind. The library is an awesome place. I mean, you can walk into the doors and be whisked away to different parts of the country, different universes. You can sit and watch rockets take off. Because in your mind, you can see all this through your reading, or you can experience it, or watch movies, or what have you. Do something that expands your mind, because when you expand your mind, you open it up for others to come and see you in a different light, and then you start seeing other people in a different light. Stop looking with your eyes. Look with your heart. What happens a lot of time with some of us, men and women, we see the outside wrapping. Oh, it's pretty. Oh, my goodness. Shapely, curvy, muscly. Oh, just lovely. Well, when you start delving into that inside and you find out it is a hollow, empty shell, where are you then? That's terrible. So stop looking with your eyes. Look with your heart, because sometimes what you see with your eyes may not always be what is deep down in the person, because you may pass over someone just because they don't have that, they're not a dime piece, as men say, or they're not swole up like they have the mumps and all muscly. But that person is a hardworking, honest, beautiful person on the inside, and will take you to Andromeda and back, because when he loves or she loves, she truly loves. So stop looking with your eyes. And finally, get a higher power. If you're not a Christian, you don't believe in God, Jesus, you know, whatever you believe in, get you a higher power. Because what a higher power does, that's someone that you feel that you have to answer to at some point in your life. That's the person, the power that you pray to and you give it all to and you talk to, and you want to emulate their life and you want to be considered, you know, one of their followers or shepherds or what have you. If you know that some of the things that you're doing are not in line with your higher power, you definitely will stop doing them, and you will really start to change your life. I myself am a Christian, and I strive daily to be like Jesus. As a Christian, the goal is to be Christ-like, and so I strive every day. And some days I fail, but you know what? I have a higher power that allows me to get up, ask for forgiveness, and keep on stepping. And I know sometimes that is really hard. So some of the things we really want you to do is, once you are doing some of these things, we have an exercise called, I'm coming to it. Ah, I didn't fit my page fast enough. Spend time with yourself. Now, when was the last time you fulfilled one of your dreams? Remember when you were that impressionable young child and you thought that you could build a rocket to the moon with cardboard boxes? You used to dream about the life you were going to have when you grew up. Yet, looking back, you realize you haven't done anything you dreamed about when you were younger. Ask yourself, what happened to my dreams? What happened to the dancer, the child psychologist, the astronaut, the fireman, the doctor? What happened to that person? You need to find that person. And here's how you do it. Take yourself out for a nice time. Leave your friends at home and just go. You need to be okay with yourself. Remember, earlier I said you need to be your own best friend. And you need to take your best friend out sometimes. Enjoy the silence of you. Turn off all stimuli and just listen to yourself breathe, your heartbeat, your higher power's voice. These are things that get you in tune with not only what your surroundings as far as what you have in your surroundings, but your inner you, your inner being. Explore your dreams and desires for you. Do all those things you put off because you were waiting for him or her to come into your life. I believe that once you are doing what you should do, the person that is for you will find you. Isn't that interesting? Because it just keeps going round and round and round. So, if you're in a relationship and you need to end it, we're going to talk about that. You need to pray for strength because you need someone to help you get through this. If you are not a religious person, again, get a higher power. I'm not advocating for any one religion in particular. I'm advocating for having some higher power to answer to or call on in times like this. You will need strength because you are about to break out of your prison where you are trapped and you are the jailer. Got strength? Believe in yourself. You forget that you are awesome, amazing, the best of the best of the best. Sir, you forget you are a survivor, one of the few that made it this far. You forget how much you have it going on and how you are all that a bag of chips with a pickle on the side. Get up every day and tell yourself the following, or feel free to make up your own mantra. I am wonderfully and fearfully made. God don't make no junk. I rock like a hurricane. I'm on the edge of my greatness. I am greater than the sum of my past. I can do this, and it is for my own good. I love me more than I love them, and I don't want to keep hurting me. You can say these or any number of other ones. Ooh, can you hear that? No, not the crying sobs. Nothing beyond that. That is the voice of change. That is you with your sledgehammer breaking out of your prison. Now you need to act on the words you are saying. You need to act like you're not junk. Don't let anyone tell you that being in a dysfunctional relationship is better than being in no relationship because they are lying and the truth isn't in them. You can do so much more and get so much more when you have a high view of yourself. Finally, get comfortable with you. Do you remember when you used to wake up and smile? You used to laugh with your soul and it was music to your ears and everyone's around you. Your relationship is buried in that laughter, that smile, that joy. So get your shovel and start digging. That's all for us today, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. We're going to end you with Speak, Lord. I love this song. And you know it from The Color Purple. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, business, entertainment, and inspirational needs. Thanks, Think Big listeners. Miss Rain here.
speak to me.
Speak, Lord.
Oh, speak, Lord.
Speak to me.
Won't you speak to me?
Speak to me.
Yeah, speak to me.